I'd like to welcome you back to All That Stuff and Practice series. Yesterday we briefly referenced a discussion about the implications of having electric lighting, and what role lighting a fire, lighting candles for Neru Shabbos is. And it's an important discussion, and it's important to analyze that to understand what you're trying to accomplish when you're lighting candles. But certainly the accepted practice, the normative practice, is that people do light candles even though they have electric lights. And I'd like to briefly discuss, is there a preference of what type of fuel, what type of candle to use? So anyone who's been following the daf, the past few daf in this parak, there are many mishnayos and gemaras that discuss the different types of fuels, what are acceptable, what are not acceptable. But I'd like to discuss, is there an ideal? So the mishnah daf chavtalad quotes from Reb Tarfon. Reb Tarfon was of the opinion that you're only able to use olive oil. You're only able to use olive oil as the fuel as for the Neru Shabbos. And the Mishnah records that the Chachamim disagreed. The Chachamim argued, and you're able to use all different types of fuels, except for specific ones that were delineated. The Gemara in today's daf, in Shabbos daf Chavav, again, in a braisa, quotes from Reb Tarfon, the Eimad Likin El B'Shem and Zayis Bulvad, you're only able to use olive oil as the fuel for the candle. And the Gemara relates that Amar Reb Nochem ben Nuri al Raglav, Reb Yochem ben Nuri stood up on his feet, v'Amar, and he said, Mayasu Anshe Bavel She'en Lehem El Shem and Sumsumin. It can't be true. We can't paskin that way because there are people in Bavel. People in Bavel don't have olive oil. Similarly, the people in Madai Mayasu Anshe, Madai Shein Lehem El Hashem and Agozim, Mayasu Anshe Alexandria. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri very dramatically disagreed with Reb Tarfon, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. Like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, like the Chachamim in the Mishnah of Chavdalid, in Orchaim Sim Rishnah Machdalid Sifav, Sharkal Hashmanim Chutz Me'elu, all the other types of fuels, all the different types of oils, except for the specific ones that were delineated, Madlikim Behem, you are able to use them for the Neru Shabbos. But the Shulchan Aruch continues, Mikol Makom, however, Shemen Zayis, Mitzvah Min HaMuvchar, Shemen Zayis, olive oil, is still ideal. So it would seem from reading the Shulchan Aruch that it's best, it's really preferable, it's ideal for everyone to use olive oil. There are many people, and I think in years past it was more prevalent, but there are still many people that use wax candles. Tall, beautiful, white wax candles. So the Mishnah Brura, commenting on this Shulchan Aruch, says that we have Ner Shalonu. We have our candles that were fueled with stearin. And the Mishnah Brura gives a hierarchy of what's the best. Should you use the stearin? Should you use wax? Should you use other things? And he said that stearin is better than wax. It's better than chalev. It's better than fats. V'ulei af mikol hashman. It could be it's even better from all oils. And Rav Moshe Feinstein and others understand that the Mishnah Brura in fact felt that way. That the candles that he was referring to, stearin candles, were better even than olive oil. So what's going on over here? Why is it that the Shulchan Aruch says that you're supposed to use olive oil? And the Mishnah Brura felt that his stearin candles were perhaps even better. So the Poskim explain that the whole discussion over here is what produces a better flame. What produces a more consistent and a more beautiful fire? And therefore the Shulchan Aruch was recommending, based on his reality that he was dealing with, was that olive oil was the best. Olive oil was preferred. The Mishnah Brura had stearin candles, and he felt that they produced a better fire. Therefore, many poskim argue that you're able to use wax candles the same way, because from what we're familiar, there really is much of a difference. Some could argue that if you have floating wicks in oil that flip over and don't light well, you should in fact use wax candles that light better. But still, some poskim point out to numerous sources that indicate that there is a preference to use olive oil. And not from a halachic basis, but rather from a Kabbalistic basis, from other reasons, you quote from the Chida and others, that there are certain hidden ideas, maybe not so hidden to me, ideas about olive oil and why it's special, and there are certain people that do still prefer olive oil based on those other considerations.